Well, I bring you greetings from the believers and from my wife, Nancy, from Charlottesville, Virginia. I'm very blessed to be with you today. I am blessed to be a part of your fellowship. I wouldn't have been here had Denny not passed away and not been asleep waiting the return. In that regard, I'm sorry I'm here, but in the other regard, I'm glad to be with you all. And it's such a blessing to see believers in other places. You know, we see our believers in our area, you know, every Sunday and every other days that we meet. We have home fellowships that meet throughout the week. But it's really a privilege for me to be with you today and be able to share God's Word. So let's take our Bibles and go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1 says, now concerning spiritual gifts, the word gifts, you know, is in italics, and there's no corresponding Greek word for that. So now concerning spiritual matters is a much better translation. Brethren, I would not have you to be ignorant. I would not have you ignorant. God wants us to know spiritual matters. And this 1 Corinthians is really addresses that all the way through. Look at chapter 3 of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And I recently shared some things on this in Atlanta when I presented a class, and it was called Concerning Spiritual Matters. But chapter 3, verse 1, it says, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. Now, this isn't true of you. This is true of the Corinthian church. I will be able to speak to you concerning spiritual matters. I fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying, strife, divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? The Corinthian church had a bad situation going on. They were saying, well, I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos. You know, they were envying each other and all these other things. And we see this in the overall Christian church, you know, where this denomination is envious of that, and you know, and denominational Christianity is still in this place, which tells us that we've got a lot of work to do. You know, if we're going to bring them to the, you know, bring the spiritual matters to their recollection, so that they can begin to come together as the one body of Christ, as we should. But at any rate, it's sort of interesting that, you know, here in verse 3 it says that I wanted to talk to you about spiritual matters, but I couldn't. And then if you read up to chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians, you'll see there are a lot of problems that they had to address. You know, worshiping idols, how husbands and wives should conduct themselves, you know, a lot of different things that had to be taken care of. And then it's almost like, now I can address these spiritual matters. And we are all interested in those. And one of the great spiritual matters is love. Right in the middle of this section of 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14 is the chapter on the love of God and the renewed mind and manifestation. That is a huge spiritual matter. And, you know, what sets this in a vice is if you go to chapter 14, verse 37, if any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. But if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. If they, like you're the class that you're in where they're pretty well ignorant of spiritual matters, well, they need to hear this so that then they can decide, you know, are they going to remain ignorant or not? And if they want to remain ignorant after all this information is given, then let them be ignorant. So 1 Corinthians chapter 13, let's look at this part that's right in the middle of the sharing that is within the vice of ignorant, not being ignorant regarding spiritual matters. Chapter 13, verse 1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, which is the love of God and the renewed mind in manifestation, I am become as sounding brass and tingling cymbal. Sounding brass is loud noise, tingling cymbal, not quite so loud, but it's just noise. And though I have the gift of is not in the text. And though I have prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all believing, so that I could remove mountains and have not the love of God in the renewed mind and manifestation, I am nothing. Doesn't say the manifestations of, you know, believing and moving mountains and prophecy and all those things. Those things are definitely great things, but the person isn't blessed. The person needs to do this out of love. We need to do things out of love. Remember, 1 John says, perfect love casteth out fear. You know, God does not want us to live in fear. And nothing gets rid of fear better than love. You know, if you're afraid to minister to somebody, then think for a moment. How much do you love that person? How much do you love God? How much do you want that person to be delivered? And then you get over your fear and you minister to them. You share the word, or you pray for them, or whatever it may be. So, verse 3, it says, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, the love of God and the renewed mind in manifestation, it profiteth me nothing. Charity, the love of God and the renewed mind in manifestation, you know that's what that means now. So I don't have to say that every time, right? Okay. Charity suffereth long and is kind. You know, it's long suffering. It puts up with things for a long time and is kind. Charity envieth not. Remember earlier they had the problem that they were envying. And that was part of why he couldn't speak to them as being spiritual. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. Is not puffed up. You know, doesn't draw attention to itself, doesn't, you know, say, I'm so wonderful or anything. But, you know, if you're walking in charity, you won't do those things. Verse 5, doth not behave itself unseemly, improperly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked. Doesn't say it's never provoked, it just says not easily. Not easily provoked. You know, there is a verse that says we are to provoke one another unto what? Love. To provoke one another unto love. So that is some good provoking, I guess. Thinketh no evil. The love of God and the renewed mind in manifestation thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things according to the truth. Believeth all things according to the truth. Hopeth all things according to the truth. Endureth all things according to the truth. Charity, the love of God and the renewed mind and manifestation, never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. There's a time when we won't be prophesying anymore. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall what? Be done away. When that which is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. I'm looking forward to that day. And now abideth believing, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity, the love of God and the renewed mind and manifestation. Now, also in this section, there is something that is addressed about edification. And it's basically the manifestations is what's being referred to, where tongues are for building you up spiritually. Interpretation and prophecy is for building up the church. Edification is building up. I'd like to look at those and then tie them back into looking at love, because our motivation for doing the manifestations is love. And the motivation for our Christian walk and the things that we do in life is love, the love of God and the renewed mind and manifestation. God so loved that he gave his only begotten son. You know, love is such a tremendous part of the spiritual matters that we need to carry on in our lives. 1 Corinthians 14:3, it says, but he that prophesieth speaketh unto men edification, exhortation, and comfort. So edification, exhortation, and comfort comes from prophecy. And we had that in our meeting today. Look at verse 4. He that speaketh in a tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth what? The church. So you've got edifying by speaking in tongues, and that's edifying spiritually. It's the only manifestation of the Spirit. The only thing I know of in the Bible that talks about building you up spiritually. You know, the only thing in the Bible that talks about building you up spiritually. And then, of course, when you prophesy, it's edification to the church. It builds up the body of believers. Look at verse 5. I would that ye all spake with tongues. This is God's will. But rather, moreover, that ye prophesied, for greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interpret that the church may receive what?
Edifying.
This edifying thing is pretty important. You know, when you speak in tongues in the body of believers, you're to interpret so that the church gets edified. Very important thing. Chapter 14, verse 12, even so ye, for as much as ye are zealous of spiritual matters, seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church. And again, this is in the context of interpretation and prophecy. And of course, if you're speaking in tongues and you edify your spirit, the net effect to the whole body of Christ is at least one person's spirit is edified, right? You know. But then if we all do in this room, we all get edified, then the spirits of that many in the church are edified, right? So anyway, so even so ye, for as much as ye are zealous of spiritual matters, seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church. This edification thing is pretty important, and again it's building up. Verse 17, for thou verily givest thanks well, but the other is not what? Edified. Things have to be done that will build up the church, that will edify. Verse 26. How is it then, brethren, when you come together? Every one of you hath a psalm, hath a doctrine, hath a tongue, hath a revelation, hath an interpretation. Let all things be done unto what?
Edifying.
Let all things be done unto edifying. Look at 1 Corinthians 16, 14. 16, 14. Here it says, let all your things be done with what?
Charity.
The love of God and the renewed mind and manifestation. So all of our things should be done with the love of God and the renewed mind and manifestation. And all of the things that we do should be done unto edifying. And those two things just go hand in hand. We love each other, so we build each other up. We love God, so we speak things from God that will also build people up. And so that's what I wanted to share with you. Let all things be done unto edifying. Let all things be done with the love of God in the renewed mind in manifestation.